Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Mmm, beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
That's right. It is that time of the show, although a little bit later this week with the holiday, Happy New Year and everything for our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, to join us. I don't know about you, Cody. When I watch the New Year's Eve stuff, like, I have no interest in going to Times Square and freezing my ass off and like packed like sardines. They're wearing Depends adult diapers because they can't go to the restroom and all that. That's not the New Year's Eve celebration I want. But I also see every year Nashville. Nash Vegas looks pretty impressive, and that's where Vinny Pasquantino resides. So I don't know, have you experienced, I know you've experienced Nashville, but a New Year's Eve, like going out truly in Nashville?
My parents went this weekend.
Really?
Not this weekend. I guess it was literally the middle of the week. But yeah, my parents went. I was on my couch watching movies. I watched The Fantastic Beasts, which I have a question first. Because I heard the ads before I came on. What is Harry Potter the musical? How does that work? Do they just sing the story?
There's probably some original songs and score involved or something, yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
I mean, I'm guessing that's what it is. I don't want to say for sure.
Well, good for them. Everybody go see it. If my radio station supports Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone music, you should go see it. So, I put my stamp on that.
You saw Fantastic Beasts. Are you a Harry Potter guy?
Yeah, I like Harry Potter. Fantastic Beasts was pretty good. There were some what felt to be plot holes. But it's okay. I'm not that much of a cynical person that I just destroy movies based off their plot holes. So I watched the movie Carry On last night. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Good. I've seen that as well. It's not bad.
I liked it.
Bateman's great as that character, and I loved him from Ozark too. So that's the other part.
Jason Bateman could be my favorite actor. He's in the running.
Yeah,
he's definitely in the running. So he's good.
I promised my daughter tonight I'd watch Wicked, Vinny. Have you seen it yet?
No, but my wife has, and she liked it. Other than, I guess, the ending is a little cliffhanger-y for her.
I know, but there's supposed to be a second one. They love doing that if there's going to be another movie.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Pirates of the Caribbean movie where it ends when they're, like, in the middle of a fight. Yeah. It just happens. You know, that's just movies.
Something. I just think at 2 hours and 45 minutes, you could give me a little conclusion for Wicked, but that's fine.
No. That's why you guys should watch sports, is because there's always a conclusion at the end of every game, unless it's football and they tie, or soccer and they tie. Other than that, you got to win or lose.
That's true. That's a really good point.
Where are you on movie length, though? Because Cody and I have gone back and forth on this. Cody thinks any movie over 2.5 hours is too much.
Sorry, my agent just interrupted this phone call. Yes, 1 o'clock.
Did you just sign an extension or something?
So today's the day, huh? An extension is happening. No, that's exciting.
No. No, we planned a lunch. But movie times, okay. Hour and a half is too short. 2:45 is too long. I want, like, hour 50 to 220. That's the perfect length for me. I'd prefer on the underside of 2 hours, but if it goes a little over, I'm cool with it.
All right, let's talk about a little NFL since you are an NFL
insider.
What
you guys want to talk about? NFL, huh?
Honestly, we were hoping you had some amazing New Year's Eve story to tell us, like from a teammate or something like that, but I guess we don't have that today.
No, none. I've never partied in my life.
Well, don't let James or Jack or whatever his name was know.
Yeah. Ever since that guy said that to me, I haven't touched the beer, dude. I've just been grinding in the gym.
I did
have somebody that listens to this show, though, DM me shortly after I said that, and he had said something to me about something, and he responded, I was like, I was just kidding, man.
Oh, wow. He's like, hey, I went on the record. I was just joking.
And it was whoever that guy is, if you're listening, I saw that. It was not you that I was complaining about.
Okay. There you go. At least that guy knows he's in the clear. Your team was eliminated a few weeks ago, but Aaron Rodgers made it seem clear this very well could be his last game in the NFL. Do you think it will be?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't even have a hot take on it because I just don't even know.
Like, he says he's not going to do the darkness retreat.
That's good. He's going to stay in the light this season. So that's good. But I think it all depends on what they do at GM and head coach and whatever they do with that, because they got to want him back one, but there's some cap stuff. There's some money issues there. Not necessarily issues, but he can't just leave.
Right.
Like, that's not up to him, even though it sounds like he thinks it is, but it's not completely up to him. Like, if he wants to play for somebody else, they don't just have to cut him. So I would imagine that they would, but they don't have to.
The name that came up here, Vinny, like a week or so ago, because there was somebody put out some like offshore odds on where Garrett Wilson's next team could be if he got traded, because there's been rumblings there about Garrett Wilson maybe wanting out, maybe not wanting out. I know you don't want to hear me saying that because Garrett Wilson's a hell of a football player. Do you think he's on the Jets next year?
So I have multiple opinions on this. One as an athlete myself, and one as a fan, where it's like, as a fan, I would prefer you not be public about wanting out, because I just want you to be like hell bent on always wanting to win games for this team and you're under contract. As a player, like, hey man, you guys have done some crazy things if you're the Jets, and you're kind of, you got to pay these young guys coming up soon. And if you're doing a full rebuild, well, it makes sense to trade some guys. Garrett Wilson is a unbelievable football player. And if he was on your team, you'd be very happy to watch him. Seems like a great dude too. Like the way he gives his interviews. I don't even remember what the question was. I just wanted to tell you how good he was.
Do you think he's going to still be on the Jets next year?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think he's still on the Jets. I think everything that comes out publicly for the most part is strategy, except for from Rodgers' camp, because he just says things. But I think in most guys' camps, everything that comes out is strategic. So I'm sure they're just doing that to see if they'll pay him a year early.
We'll get your power rankings here in just a minute. I know last week you had said, depending on the result of the Vikings game, that would make a determination between them and the Packers. But the biggest game in the NFL this weekend is obvious. It's Vikings-Lions. Mm-hmm. It's for the number one overall seed. Who do you actually like in that matchup? Who do you think is going to win it?
Well, first off, how does Detroit keep winning with, like, they've got three starters playing on defense, and that's not to talk down to any player, but, like, to lose that many starters is insane. I mean, it's like you talk about the Chiefs, right? They lose receiver one, receiver two, running back one, like, all these guys, and they just keep winning. And it's just like, all right, I guess it's just what they do. But it's the same thing for the Lions. Like, they just keep winning. They just somehow are scoring more points. Even though they keep giving up more points, they are scoring more than the other team. So they're doing it.
So I guess, knowing that, do you still take the Vikings serious as a actual Super Bowl threat?
Yeah, I think you have to. They're 14-2. Like, if that's not a Super Bowl threat, then I don't know who is. And I get that a lot of it's pointed at Darnold being like, you know, when you just see so much, like, not great football, it's hard to get that out of your head.
Yeah.
But at 14-2, like, they win games. Now, it sucks for Sam, because let's say he has a bad playoff game, like, all of this positive talk about him is just going to flip on its head.
Right.
Which sucks for him, but he's done a great job this year. And yeah, definitely Super Bowl threats.
All right, let's get your power rankings. We do this each and every week. Vinny Pasquantino's top five in the NFL.
Okay. There's a caveat to this one, though. So one is the Chiefs. Two is either the Vikings or the Lions, whoever wins.
Okay.
Whoever loses will be at five. And then the Eagles are three and the Bills are four.
So they go all the way down to five with if the Vikings were to lose or Lions were to lose. Okay.
Yeah, big time football teams win big time football games. That's fair. So, yeah.
It is, we were saying, just I'm sure everybody's had the same thought. Looking at Sunday's game, though, that the Lions all year, I would say at least 80-90% of the year, but he said they were the best team in football and all this, and they're going to end up with, let's say, 14 wins and a loss, and they will be on the road throughout the entire postseason after all that, and their fans won't get a home playoff game.
And if they were to have that road playoff game, it's likely going to be against the Buccaneers or the Rams, who they've lost, or they beat the Rams, right, but went to overtime, but then lost to the Bucs.
Yeah.
So, like, you never want to worry about who you're playing, but I'd much rather be in the comfortable confines of Ford Field than playing in Tampa or at SoFi Stadium.
How good is this Bills team versus the other ones? You get to see them twice a year as a Jets fan, so you get a good sense of like how good of a Bills team it is.
I think they're probably pretty similar to the Lions in the fact that, like, if they're going to win, they just got to simply, like, obviously, but they have to simply outscore you. Like, they are going to be high-scoring games. Yeah, you guys can warm up. I'll be in there in a second. No, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, probably. 5 minutes, probably. Yeah, 5 minutes, probably. We hit at 10:30. We hit at 10:30, so, you know, I'm a little late, but that's fine. That's fine. We just did some defense stuff, take some time, take the call. But that game this week against the Jets was insane because the Jets have gone like 7 or 8 quarters, like, or had gone without punting, but they had no points because they get within the 20, they go for it, and they don't get it. Like, the Jets were moving the ball. They just couldn't score, which I don't blame on the Bills. I blame on the Jets. That's why the Bills are 4 for me. But they've got Josh Allen, and they're very good offensively. So they're still a scary team. They're just not that scary in my – like, I think if they play the Ravens, I think the Ravens will smoke them. And they're going to have to play the Ravens most likely.
The people you're working out with, do they know you're doing a radio interview in Kansas City?
They do, yes. Just because we've been doing it for years. So I've been late to hitting on Tuesdays for years. that was Brandon Lau from Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
He just interrupted that conversation. So the disrespect.
You know, you just can't trust these other guys in the league sometimes, Vinny. They don't understand the grind.
Can't. They don't understand.
Real quick, last one for you. Do you watch much of the college football playoff? I know that's been the story the last 24 hours or so. We know there's a game still later on today as well.
That's horrible. First off,
sure.
What happened in Louisiana, like, that really sucks. But yes, I have been watching, mostly because I've had some scratch on it, but,
there we go.
That's, yeah. And I've been doing pretty good. There's a lot of points that are scored in college football.
There's
my hint for the day.
I got you. Yeah. Like, so are you on the full on Ohio State bandwagon now? Cause I feel like everybody publicly is like, oh, this team's unstoppable now.
I mean, if they throw the ball, I am, but we've seen them not throw the ball and lose before. So who knows if they're going to get like, I've got some friends that went to Michigan and I'm just texting them like, what the heck?
Yeah. How do they
like,
win?
And it's like Ohio State gets so scared. Like, they need to start acting more like professional athletes when they play Michigan instead of like, you're not going to war, guys. You're not going to war. You're playing a football game against Michigan. You're going to be okay after the fact. Like, just go play your game. Why are you letting it affect you so much? It's very strange. Like, the way that rivalry goes, to me, it always favors the underdog because both teams get so excited for it. It's like, play like the favorite. Like, don't play like an underdog. Just play like the favorite. You're better than them. Go beat them. It's very strange to me. But, yeah, I think Ohio State's got they for sure got the talent to win it all. Just throw the ball to Jeremiah Smith every single play.
He's unbelievable. I mean, truly, I know who was Dan Lanning after the game said it as well. Just he would be a top 5 pick in the NFL draft this year. If he could,
yeah,
he obviously can't.
I think Dan Lanning's a really good coach. Oregon just ran into, Oregon got kind of screwed with this bracket in my mind. But, you know, that's Oregon wishes that they played Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. That is for sure in my mind, because that game wouldn't have mattered other than for the one seed.
Great news, Vinny. We know you have to hit and to meet up with your agent. And the guy who said he DM'd you said, hey, shout out. That was me. Go have a few beers at lunch with your agent. He's giving you permission.
I'm not going to do that. I don't do that anymore.
All right, man. We'll let you get back to hitting and everything.
Okay. All right. I'll see you guys. Thanks.
There you go. That's Vinny Pasquantino, our VFL insider.